Stuff with Steve Huddersall on Radio City Talk.
Wimbledon, and it's not just eyes on Andy Murray or Johanna Konta. We've got our own lads representing Merseyside. Of course, it's the Skupskis, and they're through to the next round of the men's doubles. In fact, Ken is still in the mix as well. Let's catch up with Neil. Morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Great, thank you. And congratulations. Second week of Wimbledon. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, exactly. You come into the tournament thinking just to get past the first round and then see what happens. But we've made the second week and ready to go today.
I mean, just going back to the beginning, you got a wild card, didn't you, to get in?
Yeah, exactly. You go through the process of applying to the LTA in Wimbledon, the Lord of England Club, and we find out like a week and a half just before the tournament starts. So it's a bit of a rush once we find out.
So take us through the two rounds that you've already played.
Yeah, we played wild cards from Britain, Salisbury and Clyne in the first round. We played them two times in the last 3 weeks, so it was our third game. And so it was pretty nervous going on because we had won the last two matches against them and we were expected to beat them. So we managed to come through that one, and then we were up against the number 8 seeds, Bupana and Roger Vasselin. The pressure was off us in this match. It was a great game. Me and Ken played very well, and the pressure was on them. So we got up early and we took the first two sets. Had chances in the third, but we couldn't take it. But then we took the match in the fourth, and here we are in the second week.
So you know, you say the pressure's off you because they're the number 8 seeds. You feel like it's all on their shoulders to prove something in that game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got. No one's expecting us to beat the number 8 seeds. The pressure's off. We can go for our shots more. The fans got behind us a lot in that match. So I think they felt the pressure. And mine and Ken's level rose, definitely. And here we are. We're in the third round, the last 16, against Daniel de Molina today on court 2.
So what sort of atmosphere was it? That was court 17, wasn't it, in which
yeah.
you played that game against the number 8 seeds? Was it absolutely through the roof? Was it an incredible motivator having the crowd around you?
Yeah, I mean it's still a small court, but once I think the boards around Wimbledon the fans were seeing that the Skupski brothers were getting a lead there. I think they all swarmed to court 17, and the atmosphere got better and better as the match went on, and then towards the end it was quite rowdy.
I love it. Yeah. Right, so you mentioned the two you're playing today, Danielle
yeah.
and is it
de Molina?
De Molina.
Yeah.
And what sort of standard are these guys?
Yeah, they're around 45 and 46 in the world at the moment. They've had a very good year this year. I think they made the round of 16 of the US Open last year. The round of 16 of Australian Open this year. They've won a few tour titles, so they are a very good team. They're in form. But we've played them twice before in the past, both on grass. We've won one and we've lost one, so we come into the match very confident, and it could go either way today. So hopefully we can play well, perform in front of a good crowd, and then get the win.
You don't want to get carried away, but you've got yourselves in rather a good position, haven't you, Neil?
Yeah, we have, but you don't want to look too far ahead. I haven't been looking at the draw really. I didn't even know we were playing Daniel de Molina until Ken told me after the match that we won. So you just take one match at a time, one point at a time. You got to stay focused because if you do look too far ahead, then you can get carried away.
So fourth on court 2. So they've certainly taken notice of you guys. You've gone from court 17 to court 2. Just a shame it wasn't court 1.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've played on court 1 a couple of times in the mixed doubles with Naomi Brody. And court 2, I played a couple of times. I played on it the other day, but we unfortunately lost to Jamie Murray and Martina Hingis in the mixed. So it'll be hopefully a better day today with Ken, and then hopefully a good performance for the crowd.
You got a tough draw in that mixed, didn't you? Jamie Murray and Martina Hingis,
yeah,
who could well go on and win the thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're a very experienced team. Jamie's obviously doing very well in the doubles, and Martina's been a world-class tennis player for many years now in the singles. She doesn't play anymore, but when she was a lot younger, she's been dominating the doubles tour on the WTA tour, and it was a very tough match for me and Anna. But we'll come back next year and try and go further.
And for your brother, he's still in both competitions.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing all right. Yeah, he beat the number, I think they were number 5 seed the other day. Roger Vaslin again. So he's been playing well. I think he's got to play Max Mirny and Makarova now, so that'll be a very tough test for him. But him and his partner, Jocelyn Ray, have been playing very well. And you just never know what can happen in tennis. If you play well on a day and you get the best of the other team, then you're obviously going to progress.
I suppose, Neil, all those hours of practice, the devotion, the dedication, it's all for this, isn't it? This is the pinnacle, playing at Wimbledon.
Yeah, exactly. You're training every day, probably 3 hours a day to get where you are today. You're growing up, watching Wimbledon on TV, and you don't really think that you'll ever get there. But me and Ken are here, we've worked hard. We've put the graft in. We've gone to the States, university in America for 4.5 years. And it's paid off, and it's just nice for the family to be down here as well to see us playing at Wimbledon.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck. Fourth on court two, so presumably what, early evening?
Yeah, I mean there was talk of a few showers, but hopefully they pass by, don't hit us, and we should be around 5 o'clock, I think.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.